Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ketolena with the evening news. The headlines. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar says farmers key to country's development. Nagaland private hospitals to suspend Ayushman Bharat CMHIS services over pending claims. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to visit France, US for high-level talks on AI, trade and strategic ties. And Nagaland pugilists earn bronze at national games. Now the news in detail. Highlighting farmers' role in the country's development, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has urged youth to take up the profession and assured them of positive economic results if they take advantage of new technologies, cooperatives and government policies. Addressing the Akhil Mewar region at Jat Mahasabha in Chittorgarh yesterday, the Vice President said no one can undermine the role of farmers in India's journey towards development.
आपको आश्वासन देना चाहता हूँ कुछ भी हो जाए कितनी बाधाएं आए कोई भी अवरोधक बने आज के दिन आपकी महायात्रा में किसान की भूमिका को कोई कुंठित नहीं कर सकता आज की शासन व्यवस्था किसान के प्रति नतमस्तक है कमी है कि किसान को इसकी पूरी जानकारी नहीं है मेरा प्रयास रहेगा कि किसान को पूरी जानकारी हो और औद्योगिक व्यवस्था जो कृषि से जुड़ी हुई है उस पर अपना पूरा हक अदा करें उसमें भागीदारी लें
Mr. Dhankar said, when the economic situation of farmers improves, the country's situation improves. He stressed that farmers are the providers and possess political strength and economic capability. He encouraged farmers to take advantage of the over 730 agricultural science centers across the country to learn about new technologies and government policies. The Vice President also emphasized farmers' participation in the trade and value addition of agricultural products. The Nagaland Private Doctors Association, NPDA, has stated that private hospitals will halt services under Ayushman Bharat and CMHIS from 15th of this month until all pending claims are settled. This was among demands outlined by NPDA during an emergency meeting held yesterday. In a statement, NPDA expressed strong criticism at Nagaland Health Protection Society, NHPS, and Future Generali Insurance for failing to honour the terms of their Memorandum of Understanding with Empaneled Healthcare Providers, EHCPS. The association accused the two entities of misleading the public and unjustly blaming doctors and healthcare institutions. In its demands, NPDA also sought a public apology from NHPS for damaging the reputation of EHCPs and insisted that no new agreement regarding EHCPs will be signed without its prior approval. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is set to embark on a high-profile diplomatic tour to France and the United States starting tomorrow, aimed at bolstering strategic, economic and technological partnership with both nations. The first leg of his tour takes him to France from February 10 to 12, where he will attend the AI Action Summit 2025, engage in key bilateral discussions and inaugurate India's new Consulate General in Marseille. Following this, Mr. Modi will travel to the US on February 12 for a two-day working visit focused on trade, strategic cooperation and technology partnerships. Indian Ambassador to France, Sanjeev Kumar Singla, has said India's primary concern is ensuring that AI does not become the exclusive domain of a few people or a few companies in select geographies. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, he stressed that AI must remain open, secure, inclusive and trustworthy, addressing the concerns of the Global South and preventing a digital divide between developed and developing nations.
Our concern is it should be safe, open, inclusive, secure, trustworthy. How it's going to impact our workforce, there should not be a digital divide between developing countries. It should not become the property of a few people in certain geography or certain companies.
Ambassador Singla further highlighted that the inauguration of India's new Consular General in Marseille will enhance consular services for the sizable Indian diaspora in Marseille and strengthen India's strategic presence in the region. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News and Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. Delhi Chief Minister Atishi handed over her resignation to Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena a day after Aam Aadmi Party faced a crushing defeat in the Delhi Assembly polls. Atishi, who retained her Kalkaji seat, handed over her resignation in Raj Niwas this morning. Atishi took oath as Chief Minister in September last year after AAP convener and her predecessor Arvind Kejriwal resigned from the post amid corruption allegations against him. The Lieutenant Governor dissolved the Delhi Assembly effective February 8. Talking to media, Delhi BJP President Virendra Sachdeva said that BJP will fulfill the promises made to the people and will make Delhi a developed capital.
हमने कल दिल्ली की जनता को धन्यवाद दिया है इसके लिए अब दिल्ली की जनता ने बदलाव के लिए वोट दिया है माननीय प्रधानमंत्री श्रीमान नरेंद्र मोदी के नेतृत्व के साथ चलने के लिए वोट दिया है तो अब जो जो हमारे संकल्प पत्र में है उनको पूरा करने के लिए अब काम शुरू करेंगे और कल माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी ने भी कहा है कि हम सबको अब दिल्ली को विकसित राजधानी बनाने के लिए काम करना है.
The Nagaland Judges Association, NGA, held its 21st General Conference yesterday at Samukedima. The event also featured a farewell to Principal Judge, Family Court Dimapur Kechili Chishi, and District and Session Judge Woka Nino Iralu. During the event, both retiring officers shared their experiences and expressed gratitude to their colleagues and staffs for their support. They also stressed upon the need for judicial officers to work together. During the conference, the new NGA office bearers for tenure 2025-27 was inducted with Nico Akami as president and Puleto Yepto as vice president. President Drupadi Murmu will visit Mahakumbh Prayagraj tomorrow. She will take a holy dip in Triveni Sangam and also visit Akshayavat and Bare Hanuman temple at Prayagraj. The president will explore the depth of Mahakumbh through modern technology at the Digital Mahakumbh Experience Center. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will also be present on the occasion. In sports, Nagaland scored two bronze medals in women's boxing at the ongoing National Games 2025 in Uttarakhand. Renu earned the medal in the 75 kg category, while Sanju won the other in the 66 kg category. Both pugilists reached the semi-finals, but were defeated by the eventual winners in their respective weight divisions. Olympic medalist Lovlina Borgohain in the 75 kg category and Ankushita Boro in the 66 kg category. Services currently lead the medals table with 71 medals, including 42 gold, 16 silver and 13 bronze. Nagaland, along with Puducherry and Sikkim, remains one of the three states yet to secure gold medal in the competition. And India Meteorological Department has forecast isolated to scattered light rainfall activity over the northeastern states during the coming few days. It said Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura will likely receive scattered light rainfall over the next 3 days. The weather authority added that rainfall and snowfall is likely at many places over Arunachal Pradesh during the period. To end the news, the headlines here again. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar says farmers key to country's development. Nagaland private hospitals to suspend Ayushman Bharat CMHIS services over pending claims. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to visit France, US for high-level talks on AI, trade and strategic ties. And Nagaland pugilists earn bronze at national games. That's all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Good night.